Good morning. It is Sunday, Resurrection Day, the Lord's Day. It's July the 7th in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. As you know, on Sundays, we are diving into the Psalms. We're being led by the work of Dr. Timothy Tennant and his wife, Julie Tennant, great saints of the church, and they have done extensive work on the Psalms, writing a psalter, which we'll sing a psalm at the end, that they have composed and put to music. And then Dr. Tennant, of course, has written reflections on each of these songs. I suppose they've written them together. Anyway, it's a magisterial work that we are enjoying together on Sundays. We're on Psalm 12 today. Today's entry is entitled, He Will Arise, Psalm 12. Hear now the word of the Lord from Psalm 12. Help, Lord, for no one is faithful anymore. Those who are loyal have vanished from the human race. Everyone lies to their neighbor. They flatter with their lips, but harbor deception in their hearts. May the Lord silence all flattering lips and every boastful tongue. Those who say, by our tongues we will prevail, our own lips will defend us. Who is Lord over us? Because the poor are plundered and the needy groan, I will now arise, says the Lord. I will protect them from those who malign them. And the words of the Lord are flawless, like silver purified in a crucible, like gold refined seven times. You, Lord, will keep the needy safe and will protect us forever from the wicked, who freely strut about when what is vile is honored by the human race. The word of the Lord. Now consider this reading for Timothy and Julie Tennant. The key phrase of this psalm is the steadfast promise of the Lord, reflected in the four words, I will now arise. Verse 5. The psalmist looks out on the high noon of the wicked. The godly are no more. The faithful have vanished from among men. Verse 1. Everyone lies to his neighbor and speaks with flattering lips and deception. Verse 2. The wicked are completely convinced of the power of their arguments against the righteous. They declare, we will triumph with our tongues. We own our lips. Who is our master? Verse 4. However, the wicked then, as well as now, forget that God always has the final word. This psalm intentionally sets up the tension between God's speech and truth on the one side and the lies and deception of the world on the other. As Christians reading this psalm, we exult in the truth that the ultimate word is not that of the wicked, but the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. He is the final arbiter of human history. In Jesus Christ, God arises. Thus, in the very hour when it seems that the wicked have prevailed with their own clever arguments, the whole edifice of the wicked will come crashing down because God arises. His words alone are flawless. Verse 6. Through the eyes of faith, we know that he will vindicate us and overpower the wicked. Interestingly, the psalm does not end on this note of triumph. Instead, when the psalmist opens his eyes, he still sees that the wicked freely strut about when what is vile is honored. Verse 8. The psalm ends by reminding us that despite the final assurance we have, we still live in the daily tension whereby We do not see everything subject to him. That's Hebrews 2:8. We must live our lives in what is called the already not yet tension. The kingdom has already broken into the present evil world. The final verdict on the wicked has already been announced. In the meantime, the kingdom of God is not yet finally consummated. We eagerly await that final day when he will set things right. And what we now know only by faith, we will then possess by sight. So for our psalm today, we're going to sing it, Psalm 12. We're going to sing it with the Seedbed Psalter. If you want to see the words of how the psalm has been arranged in metrical format, you can see it at the bottom of today's email. We're going to sing the tune, the hymn tune known as Saint Anne. You might recognize it as O God, Our Help in Ages Past. So I'm going to be singing the psalm. You're singing with me. We'll sing the tune and we'll go right down through. Are you ready? Help, Lord, for godly ones are gone, the faithful are no more, and everyone speaks flattering lies which from their lips do pour. May God the Lord in flattering lips and tongues that boast great things, that say our tongues prevail, so who can lordship over us bring? Because the needy are oppressed, the Lord says, I'll arise. I will protect and keep them safe from all those who malign. The Lord's words are both true and pure, like silver that's refined. They're pure like silver fired within a furnace 7 times. O Lord, you will protect and save from wicked far and near. For sinners freely strut about when vileness is revered. Amen. That was my first time to sing Psalm 12. I suspect for many of you, you would say the same. So we're better for having sung it now. And now that psalm is moving about our souls, our spirits, even in our bones. It's moving about with a melody, with a word of God's power. And the melody of God's Spirit. How about that? All right, gang. Well, I think we're ready for church. And you know, church is not a place we're going today. It's a people we're being. And we together are being built together like living stones for the declaration of the glory of God. We're showing up in the midst of a supernatural community, ordinary people filled with the third person of the Trinity, the fullness of the Godhead by the Holy Spirit. So let's just sort of shake off all of our tired presuppositions. Let's break free from the ruts of religion, and let's invite the Lord to put us in the groove of his gathering with us together as a body. It's an extraordinary thing that we do take for granted, but we're going to go and pray. We're going to sing. We're going to behold the glory of God. We're going to give. So many things will happen And be on the lookout for people who need an encouragement, who need embrace. We all need that, but be on the special lookout for those who especially need it today. Well, I'll see you at the house of God today. If you want to join us in Gillette, we're on the YouTube. You can just look up Gillette Methodist Church. Now, not instead of going, if possible. If you can't go, come see us in Gillette. But maybe as just a little bit of a, you know, dessert helping today. Gillette Methodist Church. You can probably see us on Facebook, too. Live streaming our worship. And, yeah, I'll be looking for you. See you at the house for the awakening. And for Tim and Julie Tennant, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.